Time for emerging Asian powers to help set global rules. West must accept rise of China, India, and other states or risk growing clashes. The World Bank Executive Board this month unanimously approved as its new head David Malpass, the U.S. Treasury Undersecretary for International Affairs. The American Malpass succeeded another American, Jim Yong Kim. Once again, an opportunity has been missed to create a precedent by naming a non-Western official to a post with huge impact on the economic progress of emerging countries. The leadership of the most important multilateral organizations continues to be monopolized by Western representatives. Since 1946, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have been run by Americans and Europeans, respectively. Numerous other international organizations, from the World Food Program to the United Nations Department for Peacekeeping Operations, follow the same tradition of appointing Western officials. The rules-based world order is, in fact, poorly veiled code for preserving the Western-led status quo. But international resentment is growing and will inevitably trigger long-overdue change. It would be wise for Western powers to start embracing this shift and share power to reduce the risk of clashes. Beyond leadership, the practices of multilateral bodies reinforce Western dominance. For example, the International Criminal Court, based in The Hague, has largely focused on prosecuting African defendants. Any attempt to take action against potential Western criminals is often resisted. When the ICC moved to investigate allegations of war crimes committed by the U.S. and allied forces in Afghanistan, John Bolton, U.S. National Security Advisor, threatened that the U.S. would impose sanctions on the court and seek to prosecute its officials. This amounted to exempting the U.S. from international law. Clearly, achieving a more equitable and democratic global system requires a rebalancing of power. This is not to suggest that the West should be sidelined, but the rest of the world must be given a proportionate voice in international affairs. A good way to start would be to give India, the world's second most populous nation and its third largest economy calculated on a purchasing power parity basis, its rightful place on the UN Security Council. Top-level multilateral institutions such as the World Bank must also be removed from Western hegemony. Sharing power proportionally with the non-Western world is inevitable. Non-Western institutions should be allowed to compete with Western ones. These include two based in Beijing, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, which has 70 member countries, and the 8-member Shanghai Cooperation Organization. These Asian-led organizations remain hampered by the need to gain Western acceptance to avoid exacerbating divisions. It is important for these new multilaterals to operate successfully in areas of Western influence and in partnership. That would ensure the West remains engaged but not dominant and would reduce the risk of systemic clashes. Western-led multilaterals must accept a diversity of ideological and cultural perspectives. This does not mean ignoring blatant violations of human rights and international law, or scrapping rigorous lending criteria. But multilaterals can no longer operate solely on the basis of the ideology of market liberalization, which has marked the Western-led Washington consensus. The West must recognize that multilateral institutions must change as developing countries become significant global players, which means adopting development ideas that align with their ideological positions as well as political realities. For example, multilateralism is the cornerstone of China's Belt and Road Initiative, with the AIIB giving its priority in its $3.5 billion investment budget in 2018. Yet Italy's plan to join the project has alarmed its allies in the G7 group of leading industrial nations. They blatantly seek to protect existing multilateral structures from challengers. The shift in global rules to reflect the emergence of new powers must include the international justice system. New international criminal courts are emerging, which are not limiting themselves to Western rules. For example, the Tanzania-based African Court of Justice and Human Rights is the world's first regional court with jurisdiction to examine genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, giving it potentially greater jurisdiction than the ICC in Africa. The ACJHR has so far been ratified by only 9 of the 55 states of the African Union. It has been criticized for granting immunity from prosecution to heads of state and senior officials. But Western powers could help overcome such problems if they would treat developing countries as partners. 1. According to the article, how have Western countries retained control over international organizations, such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund? Two. What is the initial step the article mentions that can be taken to allow non-Western countries greater participation in world affairs?